Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon, Broadway's The Queen of Versailles will now be closing 2 weeks earlier than expected on December 21st. Even though the initial closing notice for the new musical was posted just days ago, sales remained underwhelming at the St. James Theater, as it made just $694,724 last week, not sufficient enough to defray its expensive weekly running costs. Adding injury to insult, its lead actress Kristen Chenoweth suffered a backstage fall late last week, hurting her knees and neck, which caused her to miss a couple of performances. In a collective statement, the musical's producing team, led by Bill Damaschke and Seaview, said, "Unfortunately, the harsh economic realities of new Broadway musicals in a post-COVID landscape have caught up with us. The industry as a whole is no longer seeing the audience ticket purchasing behaviors we've relied on to shape our strategies for decades. This has led us to the painful decision to move our closing earlier." At the time of its newly scheduled closing, The Queen of Versailles will have played 32 previews and 49 regular performances. Last night, Marjorie Prime officially opened on Broadway at the Helen Hayes Theater. Jordan Harrison's four-person play, which premiered off-Broadway in 2015, is set in the future and centers on an old woman whose memory is fading and who gets help from an AI recreation of her dead husband. Reviews were mostly positive, with a few mixed notices sprinkled in there. Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times gave it a critic's pick, calling it superb and compelling. All four actors are marvelously economical. Harrison has a dream collaborator in director Ann Kaufman, who is a master at creating emotion without hitting an audience over the head, an approach that lingers in audience members' hearts and minds. Marjorie Prime runs through February 15th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, December 7th. Following a plentiful Thanksgiving week, total gross came a bit back down to earth, dropping by 12%. Likewise, all but five shows experienced a decrease in their box office. One of those exceptions was Just in Time. Despite the holidays, star Jonathan Groff was out sick for over half the previous week. He returned to the show last Tuesday, and the show started selling out again at Circle in the Square Theater, making $1,448,736. Another notable lead out sick for a couple of performances last week was Leslie Manville over at Oedipus. Also starring Mark Strong, the well-received Robert Icke revival still made $792,294 at Studio 54. And And Juliet said goodbye to Cheryl Porter on Sunday. The viral vocal coach played her final performance as Angelique in the hit Max Martin jukebox musical, which grossed $849,126 at the Stephen Sondheim. Candy Burris begins performances as Angelique on Thursday. As a whole, Broadway made $42,629,351 across 34 running productions. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.